This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Assam, the flood situation aggravated further during the last 24 hours as it spread to five more districts, and over 5 lakh people are now reeling under the deluge across 21 districts. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, 11 people have lost their lives due to the devastating floods and landslides so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma over phone and inquired about the current flood situation in the state. The Prime Minister expressed concern and assured full support from the central government for relief and rehabilitation efforts. Chief Minister Sarma said in a social media post that he briefed the Prime Minister on the current situation and the relief operation being undertaken. The Prime Minister also spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang on the situation in North Sikkim after a massive landslide struck the army camp at Chaten in Lachen. Mr. Tamang extended his gratitude for the Prime Minister's concern. The Indian Air Force has launched rescue and relief operations in Sikkim as the state reels under the impact of landslides and floods triggered by heavy rainfall. The IAF rescued the first batch of stranded civilians from Chaten in North Sikkim. As part of India's continued efforts under Operation Sindoor and in line with its principled and resolute stand against terrorism, multiple all-party delegations are visiting countries across the globe. The delegation led by BJP MP Bajent Panda returned to the country this morning after a successful visit to Algeria, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait and Bahrain. Two more delegation teams are scheduled to return later today. Speaking to the media in New Delhi, Bajent Panda termed the tour as very successful.
भारत की इतिहास ऐसी है कि हमें जस्टिफिकेशन देने की जरूरत नहीं है हम वो देश हैं जो हजारों साल तक दुनिया के बहुत सारे जगहों से जो पीड़ित लोग उनको आश्रय दिए हैं हम अहिंसा के देश हैं जिसमें भारत का न्यू नॉर्मल कि हम आतंकवादी हिंसा को जरूर रिटेलिएट करेंगे और माप कर बिल्कुल प्रिसाइज तरफ से रिटेलिएट करेंगे.
The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor held high-level meetings with senior leaders and officials in Brazil. Speaking to the media, Mr. Tharoor said the schedule in Washington includes meetings with a wide range of government officials, legislators, think tanks and media representatives, along with some public engagements. On the presence of a Pakistani delegation in Washington at the same time, Mr. Tharoor remarked that the simultaneous visits have drawn heightened interest. India bloc partners have demanded a special session of parliament over the Pahalgam attack and India's response to terrorism under Operation Sindoor. Following an India bloc meeting held in New Delhi today, Congress MP Dipinder Singh Hooda told the media the 16 political parties have written a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi regarding this matter. He said during the Pahalgam terrorist attack and the conflict between India and Pakistan, all opposition parties stood in support of the armed forces and the government. Meanwhile, RJD MP Manoj Jha said US President Donald Trump made 13 statements in 15 days and those statements have hurt India's sentiments. He said if special parliament session is called for this, we will speak in one language. Mr. Jha added that this is not a matter of government and opposition, it is a matter of accountability. India bloc members including Shiv Sena, UBT, RJD, Congress, SP and TMC attended the meeting. The Uttar Pradesh government has approved 20% reservation for former Agniveers in direct recruitment for the posts of police constables, provincial armed constabulary, mounted police and firemen. The decision was taken in a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading around 0.6% down during the last hour of trade today, amid weak global cues and weighed down by banking, IT, consumer durables and financial services sectors, the 30-share BSE Sensex shed 547 points to 80,827 and NSE Nifty 50 slipped 144 points to 24,573 when reports last came in. IPL 2025 is all set to get its new winner today as Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Punjab Kings will clash for the title in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.